Okay, we are picking up three lines from the top of Samech Beis Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored by Le'ilah Nishmas Shel Amos Bas Yaakov. The neshama should have an aliyah. The Gemara says now, "Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Meshul Rabbi Yochanan Echav Shemar Meshul Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma Enos in Chalav Sama Aretz Betara." So this is continuing the discussion that we had before, a similar aspect about what you're allowed to in what stage of preparation for food are you allowed to do with an amaretz. So here, Enos in Chalav Sama Aretz Betara. So someone's not allowed to prepare the challah dough of an amaretz in a state of tara. Why? Because if an Amma Aris asks person to knead the dough with him and separate and prepare the challah, so then the person's not supposed to do that, because we assume that the guy already made the dough tameh, and a Kohen is gonna think that the Amma Aretz was involved in this kneading, it must be tar, and he's gonna accidentally eat truma tameh. So the Gemara says, aval, osin isas chulav betar. However, you're allowed to prepare for him regular dough in a state of tara. Meaning that if it hasn't become wet, and therefore going to be with one of the Zion Mashkin, obviously, right, susceptible to Tumah, so then you would be allowed to prepare it in a state of Tara. And you're actually allowed to separate an amount of Challah for him. And you place a Chafisha and a Chusa, and these are different type of containers that are a type of leather, type of flask, and they also cannot become tummy. And since they would not put dough in these containers, Am Aretz will be clearly aware of the fact that this is challah, and therefore he's not going to touch it. So that's why you're allowed to do this. So Shaba Am Aretz li tol, when the Am Aretz comes to take his dough, no tel eshtehen. You can give him both. You don't have to worry. Ve'ena choshesh. You don't have to be concerned that the Am Aretz is going to be metame the challah. Ve'en osin truma zesa batara. In a similar halacha, you're not allowed to prepare the truma olives and Am Aretz in tara after they've been prepared by the press, because the same exact thing that we're assuming after it hits that state, it's susceptible to tuma. And then when it's in that stage of the vet, so then you'd be taking off the truma, and people are going to think that it's tara because you're a chaver, and they're going to accidentally eat this truma in a state which is really truma tmeya. Aval osin zesa chula batara. However, you're allowed to prepare ordinary olives before that stage in a state of tara. Avinotimina kadei truma, separate truma from this, and put it in a special utensil of the chaver, and when the amaretz comes to take his oil, so then you could give him the regular oil and the truma oil. We don't have to be concerned that the amaretz is going to come and touch the truma. So the Gemara says, what's the reasoning that the chachamim were makil in these cases that we're going to assume he's not going to touch them? Amar Biyochadan, why? Because mishum kedei chayav de gabel, mishum kedei chayav de badad. Because we're concerned of the parnasa of the guy, the person who's kneading the dough, and the parnasa of the olive presser to enable them to have this parnasa. We allow him to accept clients who are going to be amaratzim. So why does the Braisa need to teach me both halachas, both the case of the olive press and the case of the dough? Because the yashmin and gaba, because you only told me the case of the dough, the person kneading the dough, I would have thought only in that case, b'shum delona fishagre, he barely makes any money, so he's very poor, so that's the case of kedei chayav, that we allow you to have this kula, to have amaratzim come to him. Of a bada, the nafishagre, but an olive presser, he makes a lot of money, he's a very wealthy guy. Aim below, I would have said that there is not going to be this special kula. V'yashmin and bada, but if you say this halacha only the case of the olive press, I would have thought it doesn't apply to the person kneading the dough, b'shum delo shchichle, because he's expensive, he doesn't get so many clients, so therefore he needs every client he can have. And that's why we allow the amaratzim to come to him. Aval, gabal, the shchiach lei. But when it comes to the person who's needing and has plenty of people, plenty of clients that could work for him, that he could work for, imala, I would have thought that it would not be the special kula, because he has let him go to just the chaverim and work for and need for them. Tzricha, therefore, both halachas were necessary. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to analyze the Braisa. Amar Mar, we said in the Braisa, no taliminu kedei chala, that the kneader separates the amount of dough sufficient for chala. Umenicha bechafisha oba anchusa uchshaba amar tzlitol, no tal etzteyem vein uchoshesh. And when they, after he put in the special kli, the amaretz comes to take his dough, and he takes both the dough and the chala dough, and the chaver doesn't even concern the amaretz is going to be metame the chala. The Gemara says, why? Lichosh dilma nagabe. Why don't we be concerned that the Amaretz is in fact going to touch the challah? How could we make this kula? Maybe the Amaretz is going to touch it and metame it. Because you're going to warn him. He'd say that if you touch this challah, you're going to have it in a state of tevel, and therefore everything is going to be tevel again, and he does not want to eat tevel, because Amaratim usually are scared of full-out tevel, because they know that there's a misa bidei shemayim for a person eating a tevel, so therefore they're afraid if that would be the case, they actually would listen. Like, yeah, there's nowadays, you know, certain things, like Hilchos Pesach, people, oh, this aren't Shomer Shabbos, not really the biggest rag, it's for misa, but when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, you have these people, b'chal, don't shomer any halachas, and I remember Benosh once telling us, he used to get, I think he was in America, then he got like crazy shilas, I don't know, it was Rabbi Tavis was telling us that he got like a foreign person who was like asking about is she allowed to have rice? Is she allowed to sell the rice? Meaning not definitely not eat it, but she knew I can't eat it. Then not to eat it, person's not shomer Shabbos. And then when it comes to Pesach, there's some machmir. Here's there's certain things that they are machmir. Tevel, they're very scared of. So that's we tell them that, and it's not a problem. But maybe no. Maybe in fact he is not concerned. Even if it becomes tevel, he's going to eat it. So the Gemara says no. Hashle tukle kamechavin. Now the person coming to the kneader wants him to fix his dough, to separate the challah and make it permitted. So obviously he doesn't want to become tevel. That's why he had him come in the first place. So then we are in fact assuming that he would not want this to happen. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, going back to the further point of the Braisa, you don't have to be concerned that the Amar is going to mitame the Truma in the case of the oil as well. Why don't, again, assume over here the Amar is going to touch the Truma? So where's the Vishlam Mahasam in the case of the Chala Amar Lehekera? So the Isla Heker, rather. There's a Heker, there's a clear reminder that the person is not supposed to touch in the state of Tuma. Hacha Maya Kera Isla. However, what reminder does the person have over here with regards to the person pressing the olives? So says the Gemara, "Demana chle b'chle galalim b'chle avanim b'chle adama." That the person who puts the truma in utensils made of these special stones or of dung or of earthenware kelim that are generally not accustomed to be using, and therefore he is reminded not that to touch them and in a state of tuma. And they're not also susceptible to tumah, these kelim. And therefore, so that, again, if a person touches them, maybe in certain circumstances, if he is a zav, it may be affected, but still, we assume that he has this heker, so he would in fact know that not to touch them. So the Gemara says, Yachi, my area the chaver. So why does Braisa specifically mention the case of a chaver? Even if the utensils are from Amaretz, they're fine to put tumah in them, because they're not susceptible to tumah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Nami ka'amar hachi b'kelim shal amaharet aruyel ishtamesh ben chaver. That is what the Braisa means. When it says the kelim of a chaver, it doesn't mean literally the kelim of the chaver. Rather, it means the kelim that a chaver would be fit to using, and that means that the kelim actually don't have to belong to the chaver. Really, it even means that they're kelim that never is susceptible to tumah, and therefore, that's why we call them the chaver's kelim, because that's generally the kelim that everybody knows that the chaverim would use, because he doesn't want his kelim to become tummy. So he would have that in order to be able to deal with the issues of tumah vitara. I remember that when they came out with plastic things for all these tablecloths and all these things like that, Rav Steinman got very excited because we're going to be ready more for a tumah vitara. Because in state of tumah now we could just throw out. We don't have to have like a tummy. We could just have just throw out the ones that are people in state of tumah. They'll just have kelim to use in their state of tumah. Just throw them out right away because it's one time usage. Anyway, machzikin yedei avdei kochavim b'shvias. The halacha is that one is allowed to give support to Avdei Chachavim who are working in the land during Shvias. The Gemara says, Machzik can actually help them? The Gemara assumes that you mean that literally physically help them? Like get down and start working the land? Obviously, the Machzik can't be. V'amar Avdimi Amar Shinu Shmid Rav in Odrim Avdei Chachavim Shvias. You're not allowed to use a hoe together with an Avdei Chachavim on Shvias. V'in Kovlin Shalom Avdei Chachavim in general, also you're not allowed to say a double Shalom to them. You're not supposed to say Shalom Shalom. So generally, we're going to see that, right? There's a special heter. You're allowed to be say shalom to them, but not a double shalom. Don't overdo it for their praise. So the Gemara or overdo the friendliness to how you say hello. So, but the first point is that you're not allowed to be assisting them in the land on Shvias. The Gemara says no, just to say be strong. That's apparently that was a common thing. Rashi says that people would be greeting workers to say, you know, Ashrecha, keep going, be strong. Kihadar of Yuda Amar Lahu Achzuka. Yuda said to Goyim Achzuka, you should be strong. Rav Sheshes Amar Lahu Asharta. He said Ashrechem, you know, strength. You should have strength to you. Ain Kofin Laov De Kachavim. You should not be Kofel the Lashon of Shalom. Ain Kofin Shalom rather. Laov De Kachavim. Do not be Kofel the Lashon of Shalom. So the Gemara says to avoid this, Rav Chista Makdim V'Yayv Lul Shalma. Rav Chista would go to a Goy in the street and say Shalom, because generally the way that when people said now the common greeting is that you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, they'll say Aleichem Shalom back to you, but back then they used to say shalom to somebody, so they'll respond to you back shalom shalom. That's how they used to say it. So they would avoid this. They would in fact go out of their way to be makdim the shalom to the goyim. Rav Kana Amarlu Shalom Lamar. Rav Kana would say shalom is to the to whoever it is, the master. Again, not referring to by name, because in Ovid Kochavim, Shalom Shlomo, you're allowed to ask how they're doing at any time. So Gemara says Hashda Achzuka Machzika, and you're allowed to say to strengthen them with regards to land on Shvias, Sholem, Shlomo, Bailas, and obviously I'm allowed to inquire how they're doing. So what's the Shaila? It's Kovach Omer. So why does the mission even mention this halacha? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yeba, Lo Nitzucha El Yom Chagam. No, this is specifically on their holiday, which they're doing Avodah Zarah. So you would have thought maybe not to say shalom there. No, even for the sake of shalom in that case is mutter. Tisanya loikanes adam lebeis shalom v'chacham biyam chago. Person shouldn't go to the house of a zov v'chachamim on his holiday v'itin l'shalom. Go out of his way to say shalom because we're concerned that the extra honor is going to have him think his over the zara. Look, even the yid is coming to me on my special holiday for the over v'chachamim. Matzah b'shuk. However, if you find him just in the marketplace, nosin lo b'sfar up of a kovid rosh. You're allowed to say in a low voice and not in a special greeting manner because you don't want him to think his Ovid is over the Zara, and look, even the Jew is respecting me so much, but if you say it in a low, calm, small, not loud voice, that would be in fact something which would lead the goy not to necessarily think is over the Zara. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Vyasve, they were sitting together, Chalef Azal Geneva, Geneva was passing by them. We had this story about Geneva beforehand. He eventually came, Bekolar, they actually took him away. So Amarle, because he was the one who had the big machlokas with Mar Ukva and causing him a lot of problems. So Amalei L'chad L'chavre, one of them said before him, Nekem Mekamei Devar Oryanhu, should we rise before him? He's a Talmud Chacham at the end of the day. Amalei Mekamei Pagan Ekum. So the other responded to us, the person who's causing all this machlokas with Mar Ukva, we should stand before him. There's a dinda, right? So of a person tells us it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand for them. So there was they were handling whether they should stand for them. So while they were figuring out the shayla, Geneva already came over to them. Amar Louis said to them, Shalom aleichem malchay, Shalom aleichem malchay. He responded to them twice. Shalom aleichem malchay, Shalom aleichem malchay. So Amar Lo Minali Adon Rabbanan Ikru Malachim, and he said to that. They said to him, "Where do you know that Rabbanan are called Malachim?" Amar Lo the Chesiv ki Chesiv be Malachim imlochu. The pasuk says, "Malachim veRoznim yechokku tzedek." That's the pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says that through the Torah kings are going to be reigning. So we see that the person who's Talmud Chacham is called a Melech. And where do you know that you should double the lashon of shalom as you did for us for a Talmud Chacham? Amrulei, Damar Rav Yudam Rav, Minayin Shekol from Shalom Melech, Shenemar, Ruach Lavsha es Amse Rosh Shalashim. And the pasuk continues. Lecha David v'imcha v'nisha shalom shalom lecha v'shalom la'ezrecha ki yezrecha alakech v'kadam David v'rosh ha'gadud. Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, we actually say this on Motzei Shabbos. It's one of the pesukim of Shalom that we say on Motzei Shabbos in the Vitein Lecha. So anyway, so we see over here that David Melech was saying Shalom twice. Amar Lei Leitomar Midi. So you want to eat something? Amar Lo Acham Rav Yudam Rav. Asur Lo Adam Shitam Klum Achi Tein Meichel Behemtom. I'm not allowed to eat yet because I didn't give food to my animals. Shneamar V'Nasati Eise Besadcha Levimtecha. Then Ve'Achalta V'Savata. Ol V'Hadar Achalta V'Savata. Only afterwards. So that's a din of Shulchan Aruch. It's a lacha. Person has a mitzvah to feed his animals before he even feeds himself. With that, Hadron Alach Hanizaken. Hadron Alach Hanizaken. Hadron Alach Hanizaken. Now we're picking up with the next parak. Omer Iskabel Get Zeli Ishti. It's actually a shayla. If this is really in fact the next parak, the machlokas we've shown him, but that's the source of that we have, that Omer Iskabel Get Lishti as the next parak. So here, a husband tells Saban, Iskabel Get Lishti, accept this get from my wife. So here is a little bit different, because normally we have the lacha of shlichus, that there's a shliach la lacha and a shliach la kabbalah, that the husband is allowed to appoint somebody to give this wife to the get, and the woman is allowed to appoint a shliach to be able to mekabel the get. Here, the guy kind of does something funny. He says that this person should accept the get for his wife. He doesn't have the koach to do that. Only the wife can make a shliach lekabbalah. So that's the situation over here, where he tried to make a shliach lekabbalah, but he really doesn't have that koach. So if he told someone to accept the get for his wife, he's able to retract it. That's the point. His kabbal gets at lishti, olech gets at lishti, or take this get to my wife. So then, im ratzel achzor yachzor. If the husband wants to retract the get, he can until that person actually gives it to his wife, because he didn't have any shliach lekabbalah, because she has to appoint the shliach lekabbalah. If a woman tells a person, accept the get for me, and the husband then gave it to that person, im ratzel achzor yachzor there, so they already had a shlichus lekabbalah. So then, the moment that shliach accepted on her behalf, then fully, we have the din of a get, and it's already chal, and he cannot be chozer on that. So therefore, if the husband told the shliach of the woman lekabbalah, I do not want you to accept the get for her. I want you to give it to her to make her shliach leholacha. I do not want you to be the one to mekabel it. So you can retract it until the wife actually receives the get, because he became only a shliach leholacha. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Omer is totally gitir. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that even if a woman tells someone, take my get for me, and the husband then gave the get to this person, then he is not allowed to retract. The lashon of tol is also the lashon of accepting, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, when a woman tells the lashon of tol, she's authorizing to act as the shliach lekabbalah, and therefore the get is going to be chal as soon as she receives it. That's the addition that Rav Shimon Gamliel is adding for us in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is analyzing the lashon when the guy said, when the husband says holech to take the get to my wife. He could retract it until the wife actually receives it. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avia le Rav Ashi taima, that the whole reason of the Mishnah that the husband is allowed to retract is delo shavse iu shliach la kabbalah, because this case the wife has not appointed the person to be a shliach le kabbalah. So the Gemara is assuming that the second case of the Mishnah that we're discussing over here, that when the husband told someone to take the get for his wife, the husband was not taking, he was not talking to the wife's shaliach to accept it. So even the Mishnah didn't say that explicitly. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So the Rashi has arichos why that is, but that's what the Gemara is assuming right now. So the Gemara says ha shavsei shaliach lekabala, but this implies that in a case where she had in fact made someone her shaliach lekabala, and the husband then told him take the get to my wife, ratzalachzer loyachzer, that the husband would not be allowed to retract it in that case, because then the husband is already saying lashon of take it, so he's kabal. So that case is that he's not objecting the person serving as the shaliach lekabala. Therefore, the get becomes valid as soon as the shliach accepts it, and then the husband is not able to retract it. That's how the Gemara is making it, because when the lashon of taking it is anybody other than the wife's shliach, he can retract it. But when it's the wife's shliach, we're assuming that that is not the intention to change the status of that shliach lekabbalah. That's what the Gemara is assuming right now. So we see from here, shma mina holech kizchidami, that the lashon of holech, take, is the lashon also equivalent to the idea of acquiring this on my behalf. The Gemara on Daf Yadalid had lechora a machlokas whether holech is kizchi dami or not. So that would be the nafkamina between the two is our case, where the husband says holech to the wife's shliach. If the telling the wife's shliach is holech is kizchi, so then it's already like he acquired it for her and not able to be chozerbo. So we see holech is kizchi dami. So the Gemara says no. Lo, we can say that this isn't really what's going on over here. You can answer that really holech is lav kischi, and the husband can retract it even after he says holech. So what's the difference of our case then? Well, how are we going to explain our Mishnah, or the way we understand our Mishnah? Hiskabel get le'ishti tricholei. So it was necessary to mention in the Mishnah the case of hiskabel get le'ishti, that case. Meaning that the Gemara is talking about to refute the proof. The Gemara is explaining why the Mishnah would discuss a case where the husband spoke to someone, even if he's saying holech is lav kischi. So we have again that either the shliach can be the shliach of the wife or the shliach of the husband. So if the husband is saying holech to someone other than the shliach of the wife, we might have thought that the get is going to be batel even if the wife receives it, because the wife never authorized this person to accept the get on her behalf. So our Mishnah is teaching us that even if the husband said holech to someone other than the husband's wife, the get could still be chal. And that's what the Gemara is about to be marach right now. So the Gemara says, the Sagadei Chamin, because I would have thought that in this case, he doesn't have the right to make the shliach lekabbalah to accept the get. Only the wife has the right to make someone to accept the get. Right? So then even once the get reaches the wife's hand, it would not be a valid get, since the husband did not explicitly authorize him to deliver the get. Although the husband did say holech, it might have been understood that those instructions were meaningless, since the husband had not make him a shliach leholacha. So that's what's going on over here. Kamash Malan did iskabel v'holech kamar. No, it means that he intends to say, accept the get and take it to my wife as a shliach le'olacha, because he doesn't realize that he does not have this koach to make the shliach le'kabbalah. So when he tells a person to do that, when he's saying the holech, he's the chorah saying both of them. And that explains why the Mishnah discusses a person who is not appointed by the wife. The Mishnah is teaching us that even when the husband tells a person to accept the get, he's not telling him to literally be the shliach le'kabbalah, because that wouldn't work. Rather, it means to be the shliach, to be the one who's delivering it. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. So the Gemara says, fine, what about the second case? None. The second case of our Mishnah, each shamra iskaba legiti, accept the get for me. And then the husband gave it to him the get. So the husband's not able to retract it. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is assuming this is a continuation of the first case. My love, loshna akabala, loshna halacha. Doesn't it not matter in the Mishnah's case that whether he says the loshna of accept or the loshna of take it, in both of these examples, the husband is not allowed to retract once he gave the get to his wife's shaliach. So this proves that saying the loshna of holech to the is equivalent to holech kizchi. That's the more answer being right over here. So the Gemara says, no, lo, akabala, that this halacha refers to the case where the husband said, I accept it. If he told him holech, he's allowed to still retract it, because holech is lav kischi, so we deflect the proof over here as well, that this is not a raya from holech kischi or not kischi. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Tashma, lefichach im amar lo abal, if the husband told his wife, do not want you to accept the get for her. Ella holech v'seinla. Rather, he says, take it and give it to her. Im ratza lachzor yachzor. The husband wants to, he's able to retract. So the Gemara says, taima damar iyashi. The reason that the husband is allowed to retract is because that he says, take this wife to take this get to my wife. He explicitly said, I do not want you to accept the get. Hello, amar iyashi. But if he did not say to this shliach, I do not want you to accept the get. Im ratza lachzor lo yachzor. The lach would be that if he wanted to retract, he could not retract this get. Again, another raya over here from the Mishnah, that holech is equivalent to saying acquire it for her, and therefore once he did that, he's not able to retract on the get anymore. So the Gemara says, no, dilma behelach. Maybe we're talking about the Mishnah's case where the husband says, this get is for you, rather than take it to her. And therefore, maybe another version of the Mishnah is according to which the discussion is a different halacha. We're talking about helach, this is for you, rather than holech. And therefore, the Mishnah's halacha does not clarify the halacha in terms of holech kisli or not. And the Gemara assumes whenever the husband tells his wife, shliach, helach v'tenla, that he certainly consents to be able to acquire the get for his wife, because that is a lashon of helach, and therefore he's not allowed to be chozer. So that's what's going on over here, and therefore you don't have a proof about general case of holech kisli or lav kisli. So the Gemara then caters another point, pshita. So then the Gemara says, but it's definitely going to be the case, ish have shliach lolach, a man can be a shliach lolach, a shekein baal molichet, ishto, the husband who delivers the get to his wife is clearly a person who is a man. However, isha have shliach lekabal, and a woman is obviously, can be the shlicha, can be a woman can appoint another woman to accept the get on her behalf. Shekein isha mekabal kita mian baila, for the wife who accepts her get from her husband. So that's the halacha over here. The shilchah beitzah, we learn over there that a wife has the koach to accept her own get. So then she can appoint someone else also who is a woman. So ish the kabbalah v'ish the halacha. What is the halacha if a man can be the shliach lekabbalah and a woman become the shliach leholacha? So that's the shaila over here, because maybe over here this case would in fact be different, because a woman is not really shayach to be the one who's ever divorcing. So maybe she's not in the parsha of shlichus, and similar thing with a man is never in the parsha to be able to get divorced. So, because a woman doesn't divorce the man divorces the woman. So what's going on? What would be the halacha over here? So the Gemara says, Tashma, we could bring an answer for this question from our Mishnah. Ha'omer yiskabel get zeli ishti, oholech get zeli ishti. If a husband tells someone, accept the get from my wife, or take this get from my wife, in ratza lachzor yachzor. If the husband wants to retract, he's allowed to retract until the shaliach delivers the get. Ha'isha she'am yiskabel legiti, if a woman told someone else to accept the get from me, the husband then gave it to the get, in ratza lachzor lo yachzor. If the husband wants to, he cannot retract it. So the Gemara shows that my la bechad shaliach, we're talking about the same shaliach. We see at least from the case that anybody who is a kosher to accept the get is also kosher to deliver the get. So we see over here that this would be a proof. Then the same person be a shliach lekabbalah, shliach halacha, doesn't matter. Then both of them are fine. So the Gemara says that that would be a proof. Now the Gemara says, no, lo b'shlei shlichim. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to, in fact, two different shlichim over here. If the wife told a woman to accept her get, the husband then gave it to that woman, then he's not attracted. That's the case over there. And then in the case of the man, as he appointed a male shliach to be the shliach lahalacha, and that would be the case that you're not attracted. So then, really, we don't have a proof whether a man and woman, and you could do vice versa. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring another proof. What's the other proof over here? So, lefichachim amar lo habal i'efshi tidkabalah. If the husband says, he told the wife shliach, I do not want you to accept the get from my wife, ella holech v'seinla, rather he says, to take the get and give it to her, if he wants to retract it, he's allowed to retract. V'hacha dechad shliach, but here the case involves a single shliach appointed by both the husband and the wife. We could see from over here that any agent who is qualified to accept the get is also qualified to deliver the get. So the Gemara says, we could at least have one of the questions answered, that we can conclude from over here that the Mishnah, that a man is qualified to be a shliach lekabbalah on behalf of the woman. That we see over here, that a father can accept the get on behalf of his daughter, who is a ketana. Daughter is a ketana, who the father marries her off. That's a din d'oraisa that she's married. So that how are you accepting the get? The Gemara learns that he is also able to accept the get on her behalf, even bal karcha. So since the man is empowered to accept the daughter's get, it follows that any other person also would be able to. So the Gemara says, isha lacha tibaylach. However, we could still ask a question about an isha. Can she be a isha lalacha? My, what's the lacha over there? So the Gemara says, Amar of Mari. Mari says, Tashma, we can bring a proof from a Mishnah that we had earlier on Chaf Gimel Amad Beis. The Mishnah told us, Afanashim she'ein nemanos lomar meis ba'ala nemanos lahavi eskita. She could be a shliach lehalacha to bring the get. So we see explicitly that the Mishnah says that it's okay. So the Gemara says, V'hasam halachi. Now, in that case, the Mishnah, it's talking about delivering a get. The Mishnah is talking about they're entrusted to bring the get. L'chora, a shliach lehalacha. So the Gemara says So the Gemara says no. Amar Rav that is a good proof. The Gemara accepts that proof. Amar Rav Ashi, Meseifa Na Mishma Mina. We can also learn it from our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? Tani Seifa. Our Mishnah says that Aish Shatzma Mevia Esgita. The wife herself may bring her own get. Uvilvat She Tzricha Lomar Befanin Efta Befanin Eltam. So, that Mishnah, not our Mishnah, the Mishnah over there on Chav Gimel, that Seifa has the raya that a wife can bring her own get. She has to say the b'fanan echtam, b'fanan echtam. Even halacha, we established that in that case, the husband authorized her to be a shliach leholacha. So we see Shmamina that a woman is qualified to be a shliach leholacha as well. So now the Gemara brings a similar case. Itmar, we have another case. Have li giti. If a woman told her shliach, bring me my get. But the shliach told the husband, your wife said to me, accept my get for me. To be a shliach lekabala. And he says, whatever she says to do, that's what should be done. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Amar Rav, afilu gia get liada ena megareshes. Even once the get comes to her hand, she's not divorced. Why? Because Shmamina, we see from Rav Nachman's halacha, the husband, he was basing it on the shliach's words. And the shliach told him that he is going to be a shliach lekabala, but he wasn't. He was supposed to be a shliach lehalacha. And the husband did not appoint him as a shliach lehalacha. So that's a fundamental problem. Because if we're basing what he's saying now on the wife's actual words when the husband has appointed the shliach to deliver the get, so she should, when it reaches the wife's hand, she should in fact be divorced. So that's the conclusion we can learn from this story. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ashi Achash." No, that's not really a good comparison. Turning on to the next Amud, Bishlama Itmar Ibcha. I would have understood if the opposite had been taught, that Rav Nachman had taught us the case of the wife had told someone Iskabel Legiti to be the Shliach LaKabbalah, Vishtacham Rav Legiti, but he told the husband that you should bring me my get, that it should be a Shliach LeHolacha, Vuhu Amar Helach Kamashi Amrat, Vamar Rav Nachman Ravu Amar Rav, Zuliyadi Magureshes, that it would actually would work. Alma Dibur Didaka Samich, that it would be clearly implied that the husband is basing his instructions on the wife's actual words. He does not believe what the Shliach had said. Inami liyada, or we could assume that the Rav Nachman someone to get reaches her hand. Adibur dida kasamech. In that case, also the husband bases instructions on the shliach, what the shliach had been telling us. In that case, the get would be effective if it's delivered. This would prove that the husband bases instructions on what the shliach had told him. Elahacha. But here, in the case of Rav Nachman, we can't bring a proof either way. Mishum de akre shliach l'shluchas agamrihu, because here the shliach is completely nullifying his own shlichus. The amar shliach l'kabbalah, because he is saying I'm going to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Elahacha lavi, I'm not going to be a shliach l'kabbalah. So therefore, Rav Nachman, we can't answer our question at all, because it's not clear, because he is uprooting what the husband had thought, and that completely uproots it. So we can't bring a raya for one way or other. If the case was said in the hafuch manner, then whatever way we'd pass in, we would be able to learn something from it, but it wasn't mentioned in the opposite manner, so we cannot learn, we cannot infer from that story whose dibor is the husband really being somech on the shliach or that of the wife. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Avuna Barchia, Merz Hashem, and tomorrow's stuff.